Right into how of confession and repentance if you went on the Mr. Toad's Wild Ride of why.
Oh man.
Welcome to Mr. Toad's Wild Ride number two as I start the timer. Josiah Dyer, Aaron Guyette, Ben Break, Burn and Blow. How do we repent? How do we confess?
As hard as you can.
Go so hard. Well, I think we established that the repentance is a grace from God.
Yes.
And I think that do yourself a favor, open your Bible, look up repentance, and then look up what either precedes or follows that word, repentance. And you might take away the same thought that this is from God.
Yeah.
And we nailed that down hard, and then we went off spinning off into a non-orbit on that. But
what about the mysteries?
Welcome to real life conversations with Josiah and Aaron.
Yeah. So how?
But what about
babies?
So how? Well, the how of repentance, right? Grace of God. Because it is a paradigm shift. In order to return, we can't be slave to sin. We can't be stuck in what we are slave to,
right,
from the fall, which is sin, nature. You know, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. So grace, but then what?
Right, so the repentance and then the confession. And practically how this looks is, I mean, so we touched on the previous episodes already, in first and foremost, we are confessing to God, right? Yeah. And that looks like the acknowledging of his standard, his law, our shortcoming, and acknowledging our need for forgiveness and thanking him for the grace and mercy shown to us, and the forgiveness and the blessings that we receive through Christ's atonement on our behalf, right? Confess to God, and then confess to others. Confessing to your wife, confessing to your kids, it looks much the same. You know, acknowledge God's perfect law. Acknowledge what the standard is. This is the standard. This is right. This is good. This is just. And then here's me.
Mm.
Oh, not that.
Not that.
Over here, away from that. Yeah. I did this.
Yeah.
This is the way that I was not that. And will you forgive me? Will you continue on with me now?
Yeah.
In a state of reconciliation.
Yeah.
Like, can we now move forward?
Yeah.
With that being acknowledged, and with the intention of holding fast to the standard.
Yeah. Yeah. And so just like it says in the word, right? One faith, one baptism, one Lord. But the in the same way that we wouldn't go get baptized every single time we sinned, we're not rehashing this repentance piece either, right?
Right.
Which is what I think the point that's been, I think, now well articulated, but it's like, no, that repentance was that regenerative moment, that worldview shift. And are there backsliding Christians? Are there Christians that have, what we would say in Christianese, they've fallen away? And we can't know the heart. So it maybe in some of those instances, there wasn't regeneration, right? And then in others, yeah, sure, they've fallen away, but then there still is confession, right? Mm-hmm. But in a practical standpoint, we ought to keep short accounts so that we don't,
that's right,
get out there in the wilderness,
yeah,
and be, you know, washed and blown about by every wind and wave of new teaching, and deceived by the evil one and the world, and be slave to it again. Like, that's ridiculous. You have repentance, you have regeneration, confess it. Bring it into the light.
That's
Bring the
right.
darkness into the light.
Well, and I would say, so in one little caveat on that, I would say that maybe there are moments of repent. You are repenting,
That's right. Yeah.
right?
As an action,
Yeah, because we
right?
talked
Yeah.
about that before,
Yeah.
where there are going to be paradigm shifts.
Yeah.
There are going to be times when you
Yeah.
realize that you thought you were doing right according to the standard, and you weren't. You
Yeah.
had this. You were mistaken,
Yeah, that's good.
and
That's
so
good.
you have to realign. You've got another paradigm shift. You're realigning yourself, and that is an act of repentance,
Yeah.
right? That is repenting. I'm repenting of this thing that now it's not just an infraction according to the
Yeah.
law that I knew and believed
Yeah.
and was striving to keep. This is an infraction according to a part of God's character and law that I was completely unaware of,
Yeah.
and now I'm aware of it, and oh, snap.
Yeah, like at the end of our recording when we say catechize your kids, if you need to repent of the fact that
Yeah.
you thought that catechizing meant you were, doing some legalistic version of Christianity, you can repent of
Yeah.
that. And you
If
can
you
now align not only yourself.
withholding baptism from your children,
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
you're gonna repent of that.
Man, that's really good. Because that is true. Yeah, and we can feel so justified and certain, and then get chopped and humbled. But as we should, and we probably wouldn't be there if we stepped in humility all of the time.
Right.
But lo and behold, we're men doing stupid men things, and oftentimes we get a little bit prideful. And the pride does come before the fall.
It does.
Yeah. And yeah, that's really good. So then there can be more shifts. And that is the maturation process
That
that
is sanctification.
and which is sanctification, right? That is the Christian walk, really, right? And the more we walk in that, and the more we walk in that humility and understanding, the more there will be an ecumenical sort of viewpoint where you don't have to be so ardently aggressive about the things that you believe. You can still have love, you can have grace, but if this is what you believe, but also not concede and pretend like you believe something different, right?
Right.
Which I think is that's the other side, is like oftentimes we fold like lawn chairs because it's like, well, I think I believe, there is no certainty, because you just want to be liked, or you just, and which is fearing man, not fearing God, right? All of those things. So a couple of simple hows, as we're now 8 minutes in, but a couple of simple hows. So something that our family does, we do daily confession together in prayer. Right, it's part of our prayer, and we talked about that with prayer, right? Adoration, so worshiping the one who is worthy of worship, confession, and doing this in proper order. The reason why we are confessing is we are confessing the one who created, who is the law, God, and then out of that, if I am malaligned to his will, to his way, to his life, to his law, then let me confess. And if we think of something, then we'll confess something particularly. If we don't, oftentimes we'll say, God, or Jesus, I confess my sins to you. Or we'll say, God, I confess my sins to you. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving my sins. Right. And then oftentimes that's preceded by Jesus Christ, your King of Kings, Lord of Lords, right? Establishing whose authority, right, we're confessing it to. And then if there's something that I need to confess to my wife, like we're there together and I'm confessing it to God out loud and confessing it to my wife out loud and doing it in front of my kids. If it's something that might need to happen behind closed doors, then obviously there would be another time where I would proceed to do that behind closed doors.
Yeah,
But
because jump in right there. I'll throw this caveat out that we're not saying that you have to confess every single little sin, like even to your kids, you know. So, you know, guys, if you're struggling with a porn addiction or something,
That's not the time to do
don't go to your don't go confessing that to your 8-year-old daughter, you know.
it.
And it goes without, it should go without saying, but and that's an extreme case. But what we are saying is that there's an appropriate level of confession. And but that is something you should be confessing to your wife and to God, you know. And so don't, if you are confessing your porn addiction to God and to your bro, but you're hiding it from your wife, you're not confessing
Well,
it.
that's not confession.
You know, and so we'll just say that. So there's
Because
a,
you've done this against your wife. This
that's
is
right. That's right.
adultery
You're not
against your wife.
confessing to the person who you've sinned against.
Yeah,
So
that's right.
you're under compulsion to an obligation to confess to the person you've sinned against, and you're not under obligation to confess every single sin to people who you did not
That's right.
necessarily sin against, right? And so there's wisdom to be used
That's right.
there.
Discernment. Yeah, and so when we're doing when we do this as a family, we're doing this as a pattern to give to, and as an example and a demonstration to give to our children, but we're not articulating in the most minute detail all of the ways in which my thought life got a hold of me with a woman in a grocery store or something like that. But you could say something like, I confess lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Right, because these are general sin categories in which are depicted in scripture. And then you can talk about what does lust of the eyes mean? What does lust of the flesh mean? And it's not always sexual, right? It can be
Right.
material goods, it can be envy over other things, a wanton behavior or a wanton attitude about something that God hasn't given you, and that's inappropriate. That is lusting over something that God hasn't given you, so you don't deserve it. If he wanted you to have it, you would have it. but yeah, it creates great fodder for conversation.
Yeah.
I've got my daughters ask really good questions. My son basically just like watches, but he absorbs it like a sponge. And it's pretty cool to see that walked out, because we don't, as a family, as a household, we don't want to bring strange fire
Right.
to the worship of the Holy One, the one that's worthy of worship. But yeah, and then there's going to be moments where you're not confessing it to your family, but you're confessing it to, like, hey, I lied to you the other day, Josiah. I need to, ask your forgiveness in that. And I've confessed it to the Lord, but I still need to confess to, my brother or a friend or even I was thinking about it on the drive home, and I was actually trying to recount all of the horrible things that I did as a kid. And I'm like, I wonder if there's any way to confess and make restitution for some of these things, or if I just have to know that God's grace is covering that. Right, because some of it's like it's a lot, and I wouldn't know
Well, yeah.
who to find and what to say and how to,
Yeah.
make restitution for that.
I would say that one would operate on conviction there. And if you're convicted to make specific restitution to specific people, that you'll know how to do it and to do it.
But I would say, if you are a Christian man and you're listening to this, and you've professed, right, you've confessed God's law in your heart and obeyed Christ as Lord in all of your life, in all areas of your life, and in that you have done something wrong, I would say you better believe that you ought to be doing some sort of restitution for whatever that was, with that confession, if there was some monetary value or something like that that you took from somebody,
Yeah.
right, in a sinful way, through manipulation, coercion, lying, cheating, stealing, whatever the case might be, which is that's a big mountain to climb.
It is.
The beauty, though, I think another a quick easy practicum is the daily effect of this and the and or at least the weekly accounting of this keeps the account short. So then they're not building up, this continual looking at pornography or this continual lying to make yourself seem better than you are, or this continual, whatever the case might be,
Right.
right? To keep a short account versus long. Any other hows for
Nope.
confession?
Do it often.
Yeah. He's feeling convicted.
I've got to go home
He's gotta go.
and convict and
He's
confess to
feeling
my
convicted
best of my
that this
life.
is a really long show. No,
Oh, we're doing good.
this is great.
Yeah.
15. How? Confession and repentance. Get it. Thank you for listening to this episode of Bend, Break, Burn, and Blow with Josiah Dyer and me, Aaron Guyette. We challenge you, disciple in Christ, sharpen your swords, love your wives, and catechize your kids.